1248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
CBS News Special Report, the New Hampshire primary.
Donald Trump takes the Granite State.
When you win Iowa and you win New Hampshire, they've never had a loss. There's never been. So we're not going to be the first, I can tell you.
He got 54.6% of the vote to Nikki Haley's 43, but she's not giving up.
With Donald Trump, Republicans have lost almost every competitive election.
American University political analyst Amy Dacey isn't discounting Haley's chances.
There are Republicans in these primaries and places where independents can vote looking for the alternative.
For now, Biden campaign officials say Donald Trump has all but locked up the GOP nomination. CBS's Nancy Cordes.
President Biden is going to be sending two of his top White House aides to join his campaign sooner than expected, to the relief of Biden allies who had been urging such a move.
New Hampshire Republicans say their top issues were the economy and immigration. CBS News Special Report. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Governor Evers is declaring 2024 the year of the worker. He used his State of the State speech last night to invite ideas to boost child care and public education and paid family leave.
Let's hear it. I will work with any legislator, any partner, any stakeholder who's willing to engage in meaningful conversations on these issues to do the right thing for Wisconsin.
Evers also says he'll make over-the-counter contraceptives free to people on Badger Care Plus. The state of Wisconsin issued more than 60,000 initial professional licenses last year. That's a 38% increase over 2022. The head of the Department of Safety and Professional Services says the average review time for new licenses is down to less than 4 days. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. A 71-year-old man was stabbed at the Portage County Library on Tuesday night. The Stevens Point Journal reported there was an argument between the 71-year-old and a 29-year-old man. The suspect fled on foot, but was quickly arrested and is in the Portage County Jail. The 71-year-old man was taken to Aspirus Wausau Hospital. The investigation into the incident is ongoing. Eligible Portage County seniors can get help completing their taxes for free. Local organizations are coming together to offer free tax preparation services for seniors and adults with disabilities. The Retired and Senior Volunteer Program of the Aging and Disability Resource Center and the Portage County Public Library, with support by a grant from the Community Foundation of Central Wisconsin and in-kind donations from Century Insurance. You can call 211 Monday through Friday from 8 to 5 to check eligibility and schedule your appointment. And that's what you need to know. I'm Melissa Kay, WFHR and WIRI News.
Good morning, Wisconsin.
Good morning, world.
It's a new day. Thanks for kicking it off with us here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Got your host, James J. I am joined by Melissa Kay.
Good morning.
Seth Habhager.
Good morning.
And the best listeners in radio. Thanks so much for kicking off your day with us, everybody. We're going to start things off the way we like to with our friend Brittany, talking a little Mother Nature. Britt, how you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Doing all right. I'm better now. I had the microphone way too low. I don't know what that was. I was way down here with this, and I'm trying to stretch my neck. I could just move the microphone,
James. Yeah, you can. Yeah.
You could just move the microphone. I don't know what I was doing there. Brittany, we appreciate the time. What has Mother Nature got in store for us today?
She just plopped a cloud on the ground, and it's probably going to stay there for at least 24 hours.
Way to go, Mother Nature. You really dropped the cloud today.
We want more, but I'd love if that was just your forecast. Like, that was it. Like, you just out. Like, where did Brittany go? That was it.
It was like a mic drop. Yeah. Oh, goodness. Yeah, so we're just going to be sitting in this fog for a while now. Visibility down to a quarter of a mile in certain spots. There's also freezing fog, too, because our temperatures are still below freezing. So any untreated surfaces could be icy. I'm more concerned about your stairs, your patio, the sidewalk, the parking lot, stuff like that. I think a lot of the plows have been out there treating, so the roads are looking just fine. But we're going to have this freezing fog this morning. It should start to clear around this afternoon, but it builds back in tonight as well. Mm-hmm. So we're not really going to get rid of that. As the warmth surges in, it's obviously melting some of that snow, and that's why you're seeing this fog as it slowly evaporates out of here, which is so sad. We have warm temperatures for the extended outlook, so just kiss the snow goodbye, everybody.
Yeah, yeah. It'll be back.
Whatever your preference.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, true.
Yes. Brittany, we appreciate the update. Thanks so much. We'll get people ready for Thursday tomorrow.
All right, sounds good. Have a good day.
You have a great one, too. Thanks, Brittany. She's the best. We appreciate you, Brett. Thanks so much. She's great. Thanks so much for kicking off your day with us, everybody. We got good things in store for you today. We, of course, got to get into in a little bit our WFHR birthday and anniversary club. Looking forward to that. We'll also touch on a couple of other things here. Trouble sleeping, brushing your teeth earlier might help. We'll talk about that. A new Space Dunk Oreo. We got to talk about that one, too.
Space Dunk.
Yes. I want to be the home of cookies. I want to, like, all cookie information. I want to be able to touch on that.
Certain things that we're very good at here. Yes.
Yes. Yes. We're also going to get into, before the end of the hour, a couple of other things. It is a Wednesday, so we're going to get into our Wicked Awesome Word of Wednesday with our friends from Quality Plus Printing. Phil Hartley will be joining us before the end of the hour. Mm-hmm. And we'll also get into normal names that are going extinct.
Oh, no.
I've been wanting to get into this one with you guys. Yeah, yeah. Like names that we just don't use anymore, really, that we've all heard a billion times.
Yeah.
We'll kick off the 9 o'clock hour talking Oscars, and I will get on my soapbox. I'm warning you this time. I'm actually giving you a warning, everybody. Like, how do you like that? Huh?
Hey, Seth. Seth.
What?
Seth, can you hear me?
Yeah.
During the break, steal his soapbox.
Then he'll have nothing to stand on. Nothing.
I don't think he needs it. He's pretty tall.
We will also get into in that hour. In the entertainment section, I actually have a fun kind of direction I want to go with this. And it comes to us from our own Melissa Kay. Knowing what dogs like to watch. We're going to talk about that.
Yes. Dogs like to watch.
I will tell you Kevin's reaction to what you sent me.
Oh, okay, great. I can't wait. Oh, that's awesome.
Just look out, stare outside, and that thing that you can't see, yeah, whatever
right.
it is.
Oh, yeah. That's what dogs, yeah. They, yes. They're seeing and barking at something that you can't see. That's
you have
that's
no idea
dog.
What it is. Yes.
Disturbing.
Yeah. We will also get into, we're not just going to cover dogs, we're going to cover cats a little bit here, too. And in the 9 o'clock hour, I also want to get into 10 more predictions about 2024 from 100 years ago.
Oh, those are fun. I like those.
Yeah, we did this one a little while ago. We've got some more for us that they discovered, that they uncovered here. And, plenty more to go on. You put Seth and Melissa and I in a room, who knows what can happen. Mm-hmm. We'll get into our local good stories of the day as well and get to tell you about our schedule. But we kick things off, of course, with a Guinness World Record.
All right.
Naturally.
A Jewish congregation in New York teamed up with a Brooklyn bakery to attempt to break a Guinness World Record with a 35-foot, 2-inch challah bread.
Ooh.
Nice. Isn't it called challah?
Yeah, I've heard challah, I've heard challah, I've heard challah. And that is from my mother's aunt Flo. Mother's aunt Florence pronounced it challah. Like
the old school, old country way of doing it. Yeah.
I wonder sometimes if some of my Jewish relatives actually knew how to say those words. They just like what I did there with challah. Like,
yeah,
I don't know how to say it. Challah bread, you know, and then it just covers your bases because nobody's going to correct you when you speak like that. No. I've noticed
this. And it's double duty to clear your throat.
It works both ways.
Although you have to also remember, you know, for a long time, you know, Hanukkah was spelled CH.
Right.
At the beginning, people would be like, what, Chanukah? What is this? Mm-hmm. Yes, but I think it was what you were doing there with the sound, the Hanukkah thing. Yeah.
Yeah. Congressional congregation Rodam Shalom on the Upper West Side teamed up with the Jewish Federations of North America, the Orthodox Union, and the Strauss Bakery in Brooklyn to create the massive braided bread.
Wow, that's
either of you had this type of bread before?
I haven't had it.
I don't think so.
I've always been very intrigued and want to make it because it's so pretty. It's braided and it just looks amazing when they're done.
It's my favorite bread to tear apart. I love tearing apart
bread.
I like to tear a piece and dip or whatever. I love tearing bread apart. It's my favorite to do.
Is it sweet or is it just a regular savory bread?
It's a savory bread. It's got a bit of a, I would say, a buttery taste to it almost.
Got a lot of lard in it.
Yeah.
It's not a bad thing.
The bakery made more than 200 pounds of dough, which was then braided and transported via truck to a kosher commercial kitchen in New Jersey. I just said that whole sentence.
Wow, that was good.
Oh,
very alliterative. Yes.
I practiced.
I'll give you the VIP parking spot that Chuck gave me yesterday for figuring out my microphone problem.
Nice. This is where it was baked to a 40-foot tunnel oven. The Finnish challah then returned to the congregation, Radham Shalom, to be served. The bread measured 35 feet and 2 inches before being cut into portions. Evidence from the record attempt is being submitted to the Guinness World Records. The current record...
everybody showed up that day
because
a lot of bread.
That's a lot of bread. Everyone, today, fill up on bread. Nothing else. We just got bread.
Definitely want to be able to do that. The current record of 32 feet is held by Grandma Moses Bakery in Sydney, Australia.
That's such a great name.
You know what I wanted them to do, though, is like try to cut it in half and make a giant sandwich out of it. Now, that would be, now you know, that go one step
world's
further.
Most giant hoagie.
Yes.
Yeah, oh, I like that.
But that would take a lot more logistical
work. Well, yeah, you need more than just bread then.
Yeah. Chainsaws.
You definitely would.
Salami.
This past weekend, Bria and I in our hit podcast, What the Muppet.
hey, just keep saying it. Maybe it'll happen.
Yeah, maybe. we had on an
Oscar-winning podcast.
There we go. Yes. SAG-nominated.
did you nominate yourself, James?
Yes, I did. Yeah, I did. We had on a couple of guests over the weekend, and one of them was a wonderful young man, Rhett Safranik. He is the Guinness World Record holder for the Muppet memorabilia.
Oh, my goodness.
We had Rhett on. He did the show with us, and then we did a special interview with him for our Patreon where he took us around his room and showed us all of this memorabilia.
Wow.
He's got over 1,841 items in this room.
Wow, the Muppet room.
Yeah, it's insane. Bria, I've never seen her like this. She was a little starstruck, I think, with all the items. Starstruck's not the right word, maybe, but... she usually takes the lead.
Awestruck?
Yeah, awestruck's a good way to put it. Because she usually takes the leads in interviews, but I noticed she wasn't jumping in. So I just started jumping in and asking questions. And I'm getting in my head, I'm like, oh, I'm going to rip her for this later. I'm going to give her her. And as I'm thinking that, I see a Ralph in a white suit figurine that I swear I had when I was a kid. And then all of a sudden I become like, words. Rhett was great. He did a really good
job.
That's
awesome.
One of the fun things that we learned from him was, and you'll find this in the interview, it takes like 6 to 7 years to get a Guinness World Record like officiated. Like he started this when he was 16. He's like in his early 20s now, and it just got official like a little while ago. It was a really interesting interview, and I hadn't heard, I hadn't never met anybody who's actually broken a world record like this, and I had so many questions when it came to that. it's interesting the hoops you have to jump through, which I guess you would imagine somewhat to be able to have a Guinness record official.
Yes.
Wouldn't have guessed.
You don't want it to be easy.
I suppose you don't want it
to be like voting.
Wow.
It's 2024, baby. It's get used to that.
On fire.
Yes. We're going to have more of that coming up. I thought this was an interesting record to break. Breaking bread, breaking a record. It just it fell off a couple
And
together.
Breaking bread while breaking a record.
Yes,
you're right. That was
like
good. I like that. Yeah.
I like it a lot. Pretty cool. I got to bring this one up to my mother's old congregation and see what they would do with something like this. If they would do something like this, I'd be curious.
That's
cool. I think if I can make any bread and make like a Guinness World Record, like you're going to make this bread and make it a Guinness record pound cake. I think it'd be so much fun to have some 14,000 foot pound cake.
Wow.
and I want to be in charge.
Could you call it a pound cake then? Wouldn't it be a pounds?
A
ton cake.
It's a great
point. Make it 2,000 pounds, a ton cake.
Well done. Oh, that was good. I'm going to be laughing about that all day. You're so right about that, Melissa.
You're welcome.
We will take a time out. We'll come back. We'll have some more fun on the morning show. We got our birthday and anniversary club coming up right here at WFHR.
It's another beautiful day. The folks at El Cafe in Port Edwards are ready to cook up some great food for your bellies and brew some hot coffee for your get up and go. For breakfast, why not try the El Cafe omelet with eggs, chorizo, cheese, tomato, onion, and peppers, plus fruit and toaster pancakes? For lunch, try the cheese curd burger with french fries or fruit. Why not start your meal with a cup or bowl of homemade chicken dumpling or chili? And for dessert, how about a slice of pie? It all sounds so good, you gotta get to El Cafe in Port Edwards. Taste the difference today.
It's January, and it's that time of year when the air is cold and crisp. You go outside and decide you do want to build a snowman. You just love winter. You roll a giant snowball for the base, and you start building. You got some sticks for the arms and a hat for his head. You even have the carrot nose and the big button eyes. The chilly air lets you breathe in deep, and then you see it. A big brown puddle starts forming right under Frosty. That is so gross! What is that? It's your septic tank, and the air's not fresh anymore. Well, before old Frosty gets renamed Old Stinky for fouling up the neighborhood, you better call Crockett Septic. From Rome to Rudolph, Junction City, Grand Rapids, and Nakusa, all the way to Point Clover, Crockett Septic can handle your septic, holding tank, and porta-potty needs. Call Crockett Septic today at 715-712-3456. That's 715-712-3456. Crockett Septic, where the trucks smell like sweet cherry pie, because nobody wants to smell the other stuff.
Sean Cleary here. I have been told we need to include a younger demo in our commercials. So like your local sports teams, I thought I would bring a DJ to stay.
They're rebuilding in the house, or shed.
Whoa. Maybe we need to work on that. He is right, though. Check us out at clearybuilding.com for the building of your dreams. Sean Cleary out.
It is going to be cloudy and dreary with patchy fog and a little off and on freezing drizzle possible again today. Our high right around 34 this afternoon. The wind out of the east at 5 to 10. Tonight, more freezing drizzle, a few scattered light showers. Our low 31 tomorrow, cloudy with a chance of light rain and a high near 37. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 30.
It's time to do some celebrating with the Birthday and Anniversary Club. We are going to have some fun with this one, everybody. We got some great names in there. We want more. Get them to us, everybody. Mm-hmm. Send them to us at info@wfhr.com or james.mailoff@civicmedia.us. Keep in mind, you can reach all of our staff that way. Just include that name and you'll be fine.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead and direct message us on our Facebook pages. Hit us up there on the WFHR or WIRI pages. And, of course, you can call up and join the conversation. What you do is you take your rotary phone and you... No.
We assume that everyone listening to the radio has a rotary phone. I like that.
Speed
That's
dial.
Awesome.
Speed dial.
Yes. Yeah.
Because you've got us programmed into your phone. Or you can use the Civic Media app.
Yeah.
Two-button dialing.
Yep. Go for true. It, everybody. Go ahead and give it a try.
I had this mysterious call on Over the Back Fence on Saturday. Someone who said they was like Charlie or something like that, said they were using the app and had this weird person with them. I don't know what was going on.
It was great. What are your better calls?
Were they selling something?
No. They were looking for tin cans, if I remember correctly.
I got to Bria's, and Bria and I don't normally get the chance to record on Saturdays. And as I was driving up to Point, I'm like, oh, Over the Back Fence is out. I'll check that out and listen to Seth. And I was listening. And wasn't getting the enough calls, and that reminds me, everybody, call up on Over the Back Fence every Saturday at 11 to noon. Call up and join the conversation. I walk. I'm like 2 minutes in the house talking to Bria, and I'm like, Bri, just roll with me on this, okay? I asked if she was okay with that. She's like, yeah. So I just jump on. I start talking like, we're looking for tin cans. We're looking for tin cans around here. Hey, Seth. You seem like a good guy. I got a tip for you.
Suddenly you're Egyptian.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, it kind of fits.
That's true. You got some of the background there. But I didn't know who was with you. That was the surprise part. Okay. And she did a good job disguising her voice.
Bria did really. She's good. That is another way to get us your birthdays and anniversaries, everybody. Go ahead and use the Civic Media app, call up, and join the conversation. We've got three names on the list today, and the audience doesn't really know this, but Melissa's got a couple of days away from us here, so I'm going to make her work today.
That's right.
And, one through three from you, Melissa.
Let's go with one today.
All right. Gives us that qualifier. We can get right into the celebrating. And first up, we want to wish a happy birthday to, I'm not 100% how this works with this one. Jason Paul, we're wishing a happy birthday. Son of Randy and Judy Paul.
Oh, okay.
Oh, happy birthday, Jason.
Happy birthday, Jason.
Congrats, Jason. Happy birthday to you. I hope it's a great one for you. I don't know if Jason could qualify or not. Randy kind of works here. He does technically work
here. He does.
Here.
He does work for us.
Jason doesn't work here.
No.
That's true.
And Jason would have qualified. If Melissa had picked his number, I would have given it to him.
We'll go with that.
But we wish a very happy birthday to you, Jason. Enjoy your day. You got a heck of a dad there, man.
Mm-hmm.
You got a heck of a dad. Wishing a happy birthday to Margaret Davidson.
Happy birthday, Margaret.
Happy birthday, Margaret.
Enjoy your day, Margaret. Hope it's a good one for you. And we wish a happy birthday to our qualifier, Hal Peters.
Oh, happy birthday, Hal.
Happy birthday, Hal.
That's a name right there. Hal. We're going to be doing this a little bit later where we're talking about names that we're not using anymore. Hal.
That's a name. I like Hal.
I like Hal. I've always liked that name. It's a good name. Happy birthday to you, sir. Have a great one. Mm-hmm. And thanks to everybody that got us these birthdays and anniversaries. I don't remember the last time we didn't have an entry.
It's been a really long time.
I literally don't remember when the last time. I know it was last year sometime. That's all I can tell you. And that's a credit to you, the audience, getting us these birthdays and anniversaries. Thank you so much, everybody, for doing that. Let's take a look at our celebrity list. Misha Barton is 38. She was on The OC.
She's only 38?
Yeah, I know I should know
that. She must have been really young when she was on that. Yeah.
I feel like I know that name, but I don't know.
Yeah.
Daveed Diggs is 42. Lafayette and Jefferson and Hamilton and Rainbow's brother, Joan in The Blackish. He's also Andre Layton in Snowpiercer series.
Oh, he's so good.
And has maybe the greatest hair in acting.
Oh, my gosh. His hair is awesome.
He's got the greatest hair.
Man, if you have not seen him in Hamilton, he was so good in that.
If I have to pick, I think he's my favorite part of Hamilton.
Yeah.
He's really, really good.
He's in the live version of The Little Mermaid, too.
Yeah. I didn't know that.
After Hamilton, he has been all over. He was doing commercials for a while with Muppets that was really good. They were really and Sesame Street and stuff that were really good.
Oh, that's
Sebastian.
Cool.
Yeah. He's Sebastian. Oh, that's perfect.
Oh, wow. Yes.
Yeah. That's a perfect Sebastian right there. Let us see here. Tatia Ali is 45. Ashley Banks on The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
Yep.
It's wonderful. One of my favorite voices in anything, let alone in voice acting or acting or news or anything like that. The great, the wonderful Kristen Schaal is 46. Former Daily Show correspondent. She plays Carol on the sitcom Last Man on Earth. She's also the voice of Louise on Bob's Burgers.
Ah, there you go.
I love Kristen Schaal's voice. I can listen to her all day. Another Daily Show correspondent, Ed Helms, is 50 today.
Wow.
The Daily Show, The Office, of course, I was in Hangover movies as Stu. Also cashed a paycheck for the Vacation reboot that wasn't nearly as bad as I thought it was going to be, actually. It wasn't bad.
I like how you phrased that. That's good.
You got a good paycheck from it.
Yeah, you got some money. Hey, nothing bad. Nothing wrong with that.
I haven't seen much of Ed Helms,
Not lately.
I think he kind of cashed in. Like, he got his money, got a good body of work going, and just hasn't been working as much. The Matthew Lillard is 54. Shaggy in the Scooby-Doo movies. Stu in the movie Scream. Matthew Lillard has actually gotten behind the screen, behind the camera now, and been directing. Was he the producer or in that Five Nights at Freddy movie? I don't know. I don't recall, but I know that he was interviewing. He was being interviewed afterwards, and that movie did pretty well.
It did very well, yes.
So he was getting he's kind of gotten another. Got another run here.
Yeah.
Which I think he deserves. Matthew Lillard's good. I like Matthew Lillard. SLC Punk, a cult classic. Cult classic.
He was Steve Raglan in Five Nights at Freddy's.
Okay.
So he's in it.
Or FNAF.
One of my favorite athletes of all time, and I think many out there, Mary Lou Retton is 56 today. Legendary gymnast. At the 1984 Summer Olympics in Los Angeles, she won the gold medal in the individual all-around competition, 2 silver, 2 bronze. But most of us remember her being carried by her coach, picked up.
I think that was Kerry Strug.
That was Kerry Strug. That was Kerry Strug. You're right. I'm thinking of when she finished her move.
Oh yes.
When she finished her move, and I know that she was hurting. We found out later about that.
But you couldn't tell. I mean, the look on her face, because she knew she had done good. That's the thing that to me that stands out is that her finishing her routine and that giant. I mean, she always had a big smile on her face.
Yeah, but, giant grin.
But she knew she had done good, and that was an amazing moment. Yes. Oh,
she was
16 years old when she won gold.
Wow.
God. She was the perfect Olympic star, and you know, everything that you wanted, everything that it was encompassing of the Olympics, she was it. Just the perfect Olympic star. Like, she was great. And we just don't give enough credit to gymnastics. We just do not give enough credit to gymnastics. Thing. Every couple of years we do when the Olympics roll around.
Yep, but you got
the,
it.
The Simone Biles and the athletes out there that do these things, it is just it's maybe the most incredible thing in sports to me, what a gymnast can do. I put that above hockey players. I put that above boxing, basketball, football, anything. What a gymnast can pull off, what a gymnast can do is just insane.
It's amazing,
man. When you include everything, I'm not just talking the floor routine. I'm talking the horse, the poles, everything.
Yep,
like you include all
uneven bars, all that stuff. Yeah,
uneven bars. Yeah. Just incredible. Let's see here. Yakov Smirnoff is 73. What the country? Yakov Smirnoff, Russian genius comedian, came over during the Cold War and was really our only Russian comedian. Like it was him and, who was the ballet dancer?
Mikhail Baryshnikov.
Mikhail Baryshnikov. Mm-hmm. Like, those were our Russians that we had in America. Like, that was it. Like, that was it. During the Cold War, it was a touchy thing. It was.
Yes, it was.
It's hard for people that didn't live through it to understand. And it's even hard for us because we were kids during it to completely wrap our mind around what it really was and everything. I think it's noteworthy when you had a comedian, a straight up Russian comedian, who was his most famous time was the 80s.
Yes.
That's impressive. It shows his credit to him as a comedian and everything. Yep. We were talking the other day about voices that don't match the person.
We were.
Happy birthday to Aaron Neville, 83 years old, young for Aaron Neville, one of the greater singers of all time.
Love Aaron Neville.
Tell It Like It Is with Linda Ronstadt. Don't know much. And Everybody Plays the Fool, of course. Mm-hmm. I heard Aaron Neville on the radio, heard the Neville brothers on the radio. I'm like, oh, these guys are good, like this. And then I see him. I'm like, wait a minute.
This giant man.
Doesn't add up.
Yeah, exactly.
I would never tell him that. Aaron Neville's a big man. He's built. Yes. That guy is built.
Hope you're not listening, Aaron.
Yeah. Couple of more singers for us we're going to celebrate now. Neil Diamond is 83.
Oh.
Sweet Caroline, Holy Cracklin' Rose, You Don't Bring Me Flowers, Coming to America.
Oh, my gosh. Let's not even talk about the songs he wrote for other people.
Right.
Believer for the Monkees, that was Neil Diamond. Yes, that's right. I guess maybe that's not a great example. But
no,
anyway.
More than
130 million records worldwide.
Yes.
I thought amazing you were going to keep going. I just didn't want to jump in.
Oh, I was like,
because I didn't know that.
Shiloh, a couple. I mean, his songs have been recorded by so many people.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I knew he wrote for others. I didn't realize that, though.
Before he kind of took off on his own in the 70s and the 60s, he had tons of hits everywhere.
One of our most.
I have an extra special hate for Sweet Caroline, though.
Yeah. I remember going down this road with you. Yes.
Honestly, the song I despise the most.
Actually, it's not a great. What they've done to it, it's not a great song.
Is it because of it being overplayed, Melissa, or anything? Or is there a certain.
There's lots of reasons.
Okay, gotcha. I will say, though, one of our most prolific songwriters and singers, Neil Diamond, one of the more famous ones. Ray Stevens is 85 today. A huge hit, The Streak, back
call
from 74. He recently, in 2015, he did a song called Taylor Swift is Stalking Me. I don't know what that is. I don't know what that one is. I don't know.
That's good.
I don't know. And then some people no longer with us, like another amazing singer, songwriter, Warren Zevon, born in this day in 1947. Singer, songwriter, best known for Werewolves of London.
Oh.
Warren hadn't gone to the doctor in 20 years, and by that time he found out that he had lung cancer. Mm-hmm. As he told David Letterman, his fear of doctors was, quote, one of those phobias that didn't pay off.
Do great phobias ever pay off, though?
No.
In a lot of ways, they don't.
No. I only bring that up because to get checked, everybody. If you don't do it for yourself, do it for your loved ones. Somebody out there loves you, cares about you. Get checked and stick around a little longer with us.
Mm-hmm.
Great songwriter, though. Zevon. Great one.
Very, very witty. He had some fun in his songs.
He wrote Poor, Poor, Pitiful Me.
Mm. Oh, yeah. I didn't know that one until some years ago, though. I didn't know.
Lawyers, Guns, and Money.
Done by a lot of country stars.
Yeah.
Yes, I think you're right.
Lawyers, Guns, and Money still prevalent.
Yes.
Still apt. It still fits the times.
It does.
In my house, there are a Mount Rushmore of names of people that you got to know. You got to know everything about them, and if you don't, you might get kicked out of the family. I've mentioned Roberto Clemente before. Mm-hmm. I've mentioned a couple of names, and I think I've mentioned one many times. Mr. John Belushi, born on this day in 1949, mm-hmm. passed away way too young in 1982.
Mm-hmm.
Belushi, I don't have to speak about what John Belushi did or what he is or anything like that, what he meant to sketch comedy, what he meant to comedy. The Blues Brothers alone would have done that, let alone everything else he did.
Mm-hmm.
There's an award at Second City for teachers that go an extra mile, and it's the John Belushi Award. Something that's handed out because of just teachers that stick around late after class or work with a teacher after hours or work with a student after hours or those kind of things. I've been fortunate and humbled to win this twice, mm-hmm. and I'm very thankful to Second City for that, not for giving it to me, but for honoring him.
Mm.
It's easy to you know, just when you lose people young or you lose people from an overdose or anything like that,
yeah.
to be able to just focus on that. And I think that you can do two things at once. I think most of us can chew gum and walk at the same time. You can do that. It's noteworthy. It's a part of his story,
mm-hmm.
as much as every single moment he made you laugh was.
Mm-hmm.
John Belushi was also one of the people that I think never got the chance to show that he could do serious work. John Belushi actually could act.
Mm-hmm.
He showed this in the Out of Towners, I think it was, or the Overnighters, something like that. It was one of his last movies. But he had some serious moments in it, and he could pull it off. He could do it. It's part of the troubles of typecasting. It's part of the reason why I as great as Robin Williams' career was, it should have been better. Like he should have gotten even more roles his way and everything.
You think about all those guys from back then that all really wanted to have more of a serious, you know, to be a full actor, you know, not just be typecast, that kind of thing. If they would have, you know, just hung on a little bit longer, they probably would have gotten to that point. Nowadays, it's much more prevalent.
I'm not sure how many Belushi's sketches you could play nowadays, like the divorce samurai
age well.
No, comedy does not. Not age well, but man, was it good at the time. Yeah. It was good, and he was good. He was one of the greats, one of the greatest to ever come out of Second City, one of the best to ever be on the Saturday Night Live stage. No matter how many actors go on 30 Rock, John Belushi will always remain the top three, top five actors to ever perform on that stage.
Mm-hmm.
Ernest Borgnine, born on this day in 1917, passed away in 2012. McHale's Army, The Poseidon Adventure, Escape from New York, Airwolf. Come on, Airwolf.
And you can't forget his Oscar-winning role, Marty.
Yeah.
The one he won it for, but no, he was Ernest Borgnine, a great character actor. He could lead too, but he's remembered now more for his character roles, I think.
Loved his work.
Mm-hmm.
Loved every one of his last movies, if not his last movie. I think it might have been his last movie. He did the movie Red, that action movie with Bruce Willis and Helen Mirren and Morgan Freeman. They brought in a bunch of older actors for that one, and he's got a bit part in mm-hmm. it and everything, and he kills it. He's great. He's awesome. I love Ernest Borgnine. Great actor. And that is going to do it for our list. We want to wish happy birthday to Jason Paul.
Happy birthday,
happy
Jason.
Jason.
Happy birthday, Margaret Davidson.
Happy birthday,
Margaret.
And happy birthday to our qualifier, Hal Peters.
Congrats, Hal.
Congratulations.
Enjoy your day, everyone. And keep getting us those birthdays and anniversaries, everybody. We love celebrating with you. We're going to get to our state and local news. When we come back, we're going to touch on trouble sleeping. Brushing your teeth may help. Coming up. On the morning.
In your sleep.
In your
Nobody
sleep.
Nobody does that.
In your sleep. I brush my teeth as I'm laying down, actually, right as I'm laying down. It's coming up on the morning show here at WFHR. We are locally grown radio.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Republican lawmakers are rebuffing Governor Evers' calls for paid family leave and more help for public education and the child care industry. Senate Republican Majority Leader Devin Lemahue.
The surplus should be returned to the working taxpayers who have given the state government more than their money than is necessary.
Lemahue delivered the Republican response to Governor Evers' State of the State speech last night. Groups that work with victims of domestic violence and sexual assault are about to lose $30 million in federal funding. A state Senate committee will consider what the state may do this week. Wisconsin ranks number 7 for domestic violence homicides adjusted for population. Domestic violence killings in Wisconsin went up 20% from 2021 to 22.
I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. Reminder that all Wood County snowmobile trails are closed as of 8 a.m. this morning. Trails are deteriorating because of the warm temperatures. In an effort to preserve what snow there is on all other trails, the Wood County Parks and Forestry Department is asking that you stay off the groomed, multi-use trails when temperatures are above freezing. There's no update as of this morning on whether Powers Bluff Ski and Tubing Hills will be open this weekend. Check the county website or their Facebook page for updated information. Mid-State Technical College is holding their annual student writing contest where you can showcase your writing skills. You can submit a research paper or an essay or both. The contest is open to all Mid-State students and you can enter only once per category. Winners will receive $100 in gift cards. You can find out more details at mstc.edu/writing-contest. And that's what you need to know. I'm Melissa Kay, WFHR and WIRI News.
Search for a new Bucks head coach. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks stunning the NBA by firing Adrian Griffin just after 43 games. Griffin had talked about the need to improve on defense, but things went from bad to worse. NBA analyst Tony Smith.
We know they lost a defensive stud in Drew Holiday, swapped him out with a guy who's not known for defense, Dame Lillard. So you know there was going to be a drop defensively, but I think they've dropped too far defensively. Back when they were winning championships and contending for championship, they had been first in defensive rating 2 years in a row. They're now 22nd.
So Bucks assistant coach Joe Prunty has been appointed interim head coach while the team promises a brief search. Baseball, the Brewers signing Phillies first baseman Rhys Hoskins to a two-year deal, $34 million with a one-year option. The 30-year-old made his big league debut in Philly in 2017. College basketball, the Badgers beat the Minnesota Gophers 61-59. Wisconsin coming off a win over Indiana. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected to your local community. Here's Terry Barr with the Civic Media Radio Network.
Have you ever jumped in an ice-cold lake for a good cause? It's Polar Plunge fundraising time for Special Olympics Wisconsin. 8 locations with the first February 3rd in Wisconsin Rapids. It helps support the Special Olympics Winter Games in Wausau the following weekend.
Our Winter State Games include the sports of cross-country skiing, downhill skiing, snowboarding, and snowshoeing.
Ashley Hansen is with Special Olympics and says the plunge also supports fair health care for their athletes.
Offering the training for medical staff is really important to make sure that people with intellectual disabilities are receiving the same care that you or I would.
Find information for the plunge, winter games, and more at SpecialOlympicsWisconsin.org. Until next time, I'm Terry Barr.
It is going to be cloudy and dreary with patchy fog and a little off and on freezing drizzle possible again today. Our high right around 34 this afternoon. The wind out of the east at 5 to 10. Tonight, more freezing drizzle, a few scattered light showers. Our low 31. Tomorrow, cloudy with a chance of light rain and a high near 37. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 30.
Yes. Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here on WFHR, locally grown radio.
Look at what's happened to me. I can't believe it myself.
The theme song that has lasted longer than many. Not many theme songs have lasted as long as
before
this one.
Before you start singing, there's that weak little drum fill. Boom, boom. Yeah. I'm like, wait, wait, why? What is that? Why?
Yeah.
Believe it or not, I'm walking on air. I never thought I could feel so free.
And for some reason, that reminds me of a rhinestone cowboy.
Oh, wow. Oh, yeah. Okay.
A little Glenn Campbell feel to it. Okay.
I got that.
Yeah, not bad.
Both 80s songs. So, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. If you are having trouble sleeping, brush your teeth. No. Wait.
Simple as that?
I don't know. Wait a minute. Is brushing your teeth the last thing you do before bed? If you have trouble falling asleep, you might want to change that. Don't skip it altogether. Please do not skip that. Please, please, please do not.
It's
a
necessary thing to do.
Mm-hmm. You do not want to be the gross one. You know, like my mom used to tell us when we were kids and stuff, you don't want to be the smelly kid, Jimmy. You don't want to be the smelly kid.
Oh, God.
There's always a smelly kid. You don't want to be him. You want to brush your teeth. It always takes you but brushing your teeth a little bit earlier might be a good idea.
Hmm.
If it always takes you a long time to fall asleep, your pre-bedtime routines might have something to do with it, including when you brush. Any sort of activity right before bed can jolt you awake a little bit and tell your body it's not time to sleep yet. That includes brushing your teeth, washing your face, or even just turning on a bright light in your bathroom.
Wow.
So try doing all that stuff 30 minutes to an hour before your normal bedtime. Then you can go straight to bed and hopefully fall asleep faster. Just don't dig into that midnight snack or you'll have to brush again. In fact, brushing earlier could also encourage you to skip the late night snacking and maybe lose a little weight.
Oh, I see where that is. So in other words, all of our moms were right.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Seth, of course they were.
Yep.
I usually brush my teeth after dinner because then I'm done eating for the night. And that's that's the method that I use to not have a late night snack.
Cool. I like that.
I brush my teeth before bed, and I brush them like one of the first things I do in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
I don't eat in between then. I don't know what I'm doing. Am I wasting toothpaste?
You're supposed to do that, though, Jimmy.
You still are supposed to do it, you know.
I say this knowing that with the comfort of there are thousands of people out there that also do this, but it's got me thinking, like, wait a minute. Like,
the thing is, most people also eat in the morning. Do you do that?
Moving on.
let's listen to this guy.
It's a good point. It's a very, very fair point by you, Melissa.
You're supposed to like eat something and then brush your teeth.
Yeah.
That makes more sense.
Brush your teeth before you leave the house.
Gotcha. Yeah, basically.
I'm skipping a step. I see I missed a step.
Toothpaste does not count as breakfast, James.
No, it doesn't.
It does not.
No.
Because you're not supposed to swallow it, dude. I don't care if it tastes like watermelon.
What, just now? Oh, I didn't know that. No.
I almost guarantee there's at least one person out there who heard that, like, wait, what?
It's actually not good for you. Don't swallow it. Don't do that. It's not.
I mean, if it has fluoride in it, if it doesn't have fluoride in it, you're probably okay.
Yeah, you're probably.
But does this seem like something at least worth trying if you're having trouble falling asleep?
Sure. You know what? I think the whole idea of a bedtime routine is kind of what they're going at here. Just start it a little bit, you know, so you give yourself time to relax after you get everything set and done and ready to go. And then everything is solved.
Right. We fixed all your bedtime problems.
We have fixed all your problems.
All right. Good job, everybody. Nicely done. Glad we got that taken care of right before our Wicked Awesome Word of Wednesday. We welcome in now our good friend Phil Hartley from the Quality Plus Printing. Joins us every Wednesday with our Wicked Awesome Word of Wednesday. Hey, Phil, how you doing?
Hey, doing great. How about yourself today?
We're doing all right over here. We appreciate you joining us. Thanks so much for the time. Wanted to get you on right away because I know how busy you are, Phil. How are things going over at the shop?
Yeah, great. Sorry, I'm on Bluetooth with a speaker and it picked it up and
throws it around.
Turn the speaker off. I'm going, what's going on? technology.
Mm-hmm.
That's best. No, we're doing good over here, James. Thank you. I'm sorry for that little delay.
No, it's fine.
We're printing some really neat things. The Michael Jackson Experience is going to be MJ the Illusion.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Yeah.
Tomorrow.
That's right.
And we're printing up the little programs they hand out there. And we have a great relationship with the Arts Council and do all their printing for them. And Tracy does a lot of their design work, too. So that's a really neat show that's happening this Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
I think there's some tickets left, but it should be a really neat. This guy, I was reading about it in the program. This guy is trained with his choreographer and his vocal coach. So he's a pretty neat show.
Yeah, we're looking forward to that. We've actually got a set of tickets we're going to give away in this hour, in this show here between now and 10.
Well, then I'll just stay on.
Yeah, you go right ahead. You go right ahead, Phil. You've earned them. You've earned them, Phil. Phil, what is our Wicked Awesome Word of Wednesday?
Oh, sure. The Wicked Awesome Word of Wednesday is pensioned.
Pensioned.
P-H-A-N-T, pensioned. Not an easy one to say. That one doesn't really roll off your tongue. But it means a habitual liking or a strong liking to do something. Like, I have a penchant for listening to the morning show.
Mm-hmm. That's a very good one, yes.
James has a penchant for cookies.
Yes, he does.
Another good penchant.
Yes.
Very good one.
Yeah.
That's a fun word. It's a word we don't use enough anymore either. Mm-hmm. I like that.
Yeah. So I saw it out there, and again, the ladies got me a word of the day calendar, so that's where this one comes from.
Mm-hmm. Right on.
It was January 5th word, so I saved it till today. But, so that's given me a good amount of stock for this show.
Yeah, right on. Yeah, yeah. That was an investment. That was a smart
very
investment
smart, very
on their
smart.
Part. Yeah.
Yeah, that was a good
you.
One. Yeah, I own for that one.
That's a fun one.
Some envelopes for Safeway today. Another one of our great customers, a bus company here in town. So thanks to them. I want to make sure we give a shout out to some of our good customers when you ask me that question. And they're definitely a great local business that looks to serve the community. So thanks to them as well.
Yeah, big shout out to them. To all of our local businesses that work with our other local businesses. That's how we get by in this world, working together on these things. And I want to remind everybody that if you've got printing needs, not only head over to Quality Plus with those, but if you've got ideas for printing, if you've got different thoughts, maybe something different that you want to try, go ahead and throw a curveball at Phil and the gang. They love that kind of thing. They love your creativity. Bring it to Quality Plus Printing.
Yes.
Yeah, we're working on here's something, a novel that a young lady, a local writer, is writing and asked us to print some books for her.
Wow. So, very cool.
Like that,
Yeah, very nice.
Someday, that are pretty cool that hopefully get out in the community and she has some success and maybe we can help her further. But some fun projects like that. We're always facing some different, we got a great staff, McKenna and Tracy here, very creative, so artsy type projects and things that, you're not sure if we could help. I'm sure we can. So bring it on.
I want to make a couple T-shirts for my daughter and I with our What the Muppet podcast. And we we have a logo where it's just us as Muppets. And I want on the shirt, like the pocket, I want us coming out of the pocket. I want the little Muppets coming out of the pocket.
James, I'm going to push that a little further because we're actually coming up with more news on that. But we're going to push that envelope more now, too. That's going to grow.
Very cool.
It's going to be its own little company here pretty soon of doing some apparel printing.
Oh, very excited about that, Phil. We're looking forward to breaking that news eventually.
Yeah, it's coming. So if you bring it up like that, it's hard for me not to say something.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I don't want to get you put you on the spot here or anything. We were looking forward to hearing more about that, though.
I'm so excited. I can't tell you.
I can hear it in you. Oh, that's great. That's very cool. Yeah.
You raise the bar there, and my back of the hair is on the back of my neck, kind of thing.
Very cool.
We're almost ready to unveil a little bit more, but it's coming, and where we do more, we can handle more of that type of thing. So we'll talk more, I'm sure, in the future on that. But thank you for that.
Can't wait. Segue. We're looking forward to it, Phil, and we look forward to every Wednesday getting to join you joining us, talking with you. It's been a little while since we had you in studio. We'll have to bring you in one of these Wednesdays.
Yeah.
I'm bringing up some food. What do we want? I'm hungry.
Oh, yeah, that sounds really good.
Cookies.
Cinnamon rolls.
Ooh, cinnamon rolls. Cinnamon rolls. I think that's
cinnamon
good.
Rolls. We have to save one for Melissa, and it'll be all hard and stale by the time she gets here. So.
No, I can come on a Wednesday. You just got to give me a heads up.
We'll plan it. We're going to plan it for all of us in studio.
There's not too many microphones I shy away from, so if I can come over and join you.
We'll set that up, and we're already looking forward to next Wednesday, Phil. One more time, what is our wicked awesome word of Wednesday?
Penchant.
Awesome word. Great word, Phil.
Mm.
Say hi to the gang over there for us, and we'll talk to you real soon, brother. Take care.
Yeah, you guys too. Take care. Have a great day.
Thanks, Phil.
Join Phil and the gang over at Quality Plus Printing at 3515 A Street South in Wisconsin Rapids. They're open right now. You can give them a call at 715-423-7440. That's 423-7440. Be sure to like their Facebook page. It's a great way to keep up to date on all the good things that they're doing over there.
Yeah.
And be sure to even just driving down A Street and checking out their sign is always a good idea.
Clever stuff on there, yeah.
Yeah. And spread the word about Quality Plus Printing and the great work that they're doing. We all know the word of mouth goes so far. Spread the word about these things and help our friends over at Quality Plus Printing. Buy local, support local.
Yes, indeed.
We'll take a quick time out. We'll come back and have some more fun on the morning show here at WFHR.
Women hear a lot about self-care these days. Advice on ways to relax, exercise, eat healthy, and more. Those are all great. But one of the most important self-care steps we can take is making sure we're financially secure later in life. That means saving money for retirement. It's never too late to start. And it's the kind of self-care that brings peace of mind that lasts. For small steps you can take to save for retirement, visit WeSaySaveIt.org. That's WeSaySaveIt.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
It's another beautiful day. The folks at El Cafe in Port Edwards are ready to cook up some great food for your bellies and brew some hot coffee for your get up and go. For breakfast, why not try the El Cafe omelet with eggs, chorizo, cheese, tomato, onion, and peppers, plus fruit and toaster pancakes? For lunch, try the cheese curd burger with french fries or fruit. Why not start your meal with a cup or bowl of homemade chicken dumpling or chili? And for dessert, how about a slice of pie? It all sounds so good, you gotta get to El Cafe in Port Edwards. Taste the difference today.
I'm Dr. Jasmine Zapata, Chief Medical Officer for Community Health at the Wisconsin Department of Health Services. Every year in the U.S., about 21,000 lung cancer deaths are caused by radon, an odorless, tasteless, and colorless gas. One in 10 Wisconsin homes has high levels of radon. Does yours? Call 1-888-LOW-RADON or visit lowradon.org to learn more. Test. Fix. Save a life.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
It is going to be cloudy and dreary with patchy fog and a little off and on freezing drizzle possible again today. Our high right around 34 this afternoon. The wind out of the east at 5 to 10. Tonight, more freezing drizzle, a few scattered light showers. Our low 31. Tomorrow, cloudy with a chance of light rain and a high near 37. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 30.
Welcome back, everyone. Morning show at WFHR. Locally grown radio. Melissa, Seth, and James here with you.
I swear I've never seen such a smile. Gorgeous.
Good one. Good one to have in there, Seth.
Yeah.
Well, let's go ahead and take a phone call. Good morning. What's on your mind?
I don't know if you guys have the little blurb for like breaking news. Like,
we need you to call in with it, Kevin.
Yeah.
But breaking news out of Green Bay: Joe Barry has been let go.
Oh, he has. Wow. I wasn't sure if that was going to happen. That is impressive that they did that. I think that that's actually very impressive. They did that. I think that you stand packed and you're not doing any good. That is the move that they needed to make. If any other reason, it's not even about him as a coach. It's about the locker room and what you're telling the locker room. Hey, what we did last year is not good enough. We've got to do better. The expectations are higher now. There's a number of reasons to let go of a coach. Joe Barry earned a lot of them. I'm sorry. I never take comfort in somebody losing a job, but he earned this.
Yeah, it was overdue. And plus now we put a new voice into the locker room. You put all that draft capital into the defense, and maybe we can get somebody else in there that's going to, you know, maybe put a little spark around them, and maybe we might get back up there and be one of the better defenses in the league.
We'll find out, and we'll talk more about it on Playmakers on Monday, brother, okay?
All right, sounds good. You guys have a great rest of the week.
You too. You too. Thank you so much for the call. That was awesome. We have the best listeners ever. Ever.
They break news that I would never report on.
Well, the Packers now, they can hire Griffin, but his defense isn't very good.
Yeah,
so,
yeah. Maybe Joe Barry will get hired by the Bucs.
By the Bucs. They're a swap.
Yeah. I don't know. We'll see. Great job by our callers. Thank you so much for that. I want to dive into this one right now. Could your normal name be going extinct? Babycenter.com looked at names we think of as normal that are becoming much less common, like Kevin. No, I'm joking.
Don't wake him up.
Baby name trends always ebb and flow, so maybe they'll be trendy again, but here are a few names that are plummeting in the ranks right now, and I almost guarantee at least a couple of these are going to rise up. Because that's how this works. We don't use Peggy for a long time. Peggy goes away, then Peggy comes back.
Yeah.
It's just how names are and everything. Let's take a look at this list, and it does look like this is in order, so we'll start at number 10.
All right.
Nora. Mm-hmm. Nora is down 91 spots in 2023.
Wow. That's quite a fall. My goodness.
Beautiful. That one will come back.
Nora's good.
Definitely.
That one's definitely like risen and fallen over the years. I know a number of them in every generation.
What they need to do is they need to restart the Thin Man movie series, Nick and Nora.
Then
Nora will come back.
Angela is down 94 spots in the rankings.
Yeah, there were a lot more Angelas like
in my generation, I think.
Yeah, I think in our generation, because I remember a couple of Angelas that mm-hmm. were in class
Me too.
And then around our ages.
I was babysat
yeah.
by an Angela.
Oh, okay. Wow.
With that one, is because of the rise of like Angie's List and that kind of thing, do you think that that affects this stuff?
Possibly.
Like
possibly names that get taken over for
whatever reason, yeah.
Mm. As parents, one of the first things you do with a name is, okay, I've got a great name. Now, how can I make fun of that name? Because you know kids will do that. So
you're
trying to protect your kid. And like, oh, I'm not going to name them this because they can turn that into this, and this. So maybe with a name like Angela, like, oh, I'm not going to do that because of the Angie's List thing or something.
Right,
I don't know.
It's possible. It's possible.
Kids can be mean. They can turn anything into
it. It's true.
That is one of the things that my ex-wife and I discovered as we went through literally the entire baby. Book and every name either her or I could find a way to make fun of that.
Oh name. Yes, 100%.
Unless you want to name your kid Orange, like that's it. Like
that, nothing that, rhymes like, with it. Yeah.
Yeah, that's about it. Bradley is down 104 spots. That's about that's after it dropped 77 spots the year before. Mm. So that one's really been diving down.
That's another one that's just you're like naming all of my childhood people in my life.
Yeah, I've got a cousin close to the same age as me named Bradley. Yeah, so yeah.
Yeah, and we're only on three names.
I know.
Yeah, it's going to keep coming. Diana is down 108 spots.
And that's all because of the Michael Jackson song. That's the only reason why. Dirty Diana. No one did it after that.
Princess Diana brought it back a little bit, and then the Dirty Diana.
Michael Jackson just ruined it.
Michelle is down 129 spots.
That's interesting. Wow. That's timeless.
There was a period of time when I was a little girl that I wished my name was that. Now I'm very glad it's not. I have met a number of Michelles over the course of my life that I didn't enjoy knowing.
That's
such a nice way of putting it.
I could see you as a Michelle. You're such a Melissa. It's
really hard to
you
think.
So
yeah.
good. I think it fits you really good. Yeah.
Well, my mother thanks you for saying that.
Right on. Amanda is at number 5. That is down 131 spots.
My cousin's name is Amanda.
I've known a lot of Amandas. I married one. I mean, ex-wife. She'd like me to make that very clear. She'd like
make sure that we are not together anymore. No, we're not.
I always called her Mandy. Mm-hmm. In fact, when I first met her, it took me a minute to like, oh wait a minute, her full name, second name, sex. Mandy.
I realized something as we were going through this list. Every song that has been about all of these names have songs, and they've been popping into my head. So we've had Amanda and Mandy, two different, you know, both.
Yep, yep.
We've had Michelle, of course, you know, Diane. I mean, come on. What's the what?
Wow, they're all there. And it's not going to get any easier for you,
Seth. Oh, boy.
Johnny go ahead, Melissa. What were you going to say?
I was just going to say, we called my cousin Manda.
Manda.
Or Manders.
Manders. Oh, I like Manders.
That's clever. I like that.
Manders. I'm gonna try that on my ex. I'm going to see what she I got to
hey,
see
Manders.
What she says. I gotta
get
see
a
what
weird
she
look.
Says to that. I gotta see what she says to that. We just became friends again like a couple of years ago. Watch, this ruins it. Like throws it out the window.
That might be a little bit of a reach.
Johnny is at number 4. Johnny is down 150 spots.
Woo. Specifically Johnny?
Yeah, I was
going to ask. Or John. That's a hard one.
John,
yeah.
Jonathan, I'm curious.
Yeah.
Johnny.
Probably. Mackenzie, down 184 spots.
That one really had its day.
Yeah,
it did.
For quite a while there with a lot of the different spellings.
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm. None of when them. It was not uniform. Yeah. No, it was not.
When I worked at the Tomah High School, I had at least 4 different spellings of Mackenzie.
Wow.
Dang.
And that's the first one I don't have a song with. I do not know a song about Mackenzie. So
about time you wrote one, Seth.
Yeah, there you go.
No thanks.
I thought of Spuds Mackenzie because I'm an 80s kid. Yeah. Oh, that's not healthy. Jules is at number 2. Jules is down 189 spots for boys.
Oh, yeah.
Boys. I was going to say, isn't that a nickname for Julia?
It is, but the actual name Jules is traditionally
like
a
Jules
male
Verne.
Name. Yep, exactly. Hmm. Yeah.
I've always liked that name, though. Mm-hmm. I like that name. And at number 1, Brooke. Brooke was just the 471st most popular name for girls last year. That's down around 200 spots from 2022.
Mm. In
yeah,
one year?
A lot of Brooks.
Wow.
In one year, that
isn't
dropped
that amazing?
That much.
The naming things, it's just fascinating how they ebb and flow. It's really interesting.
It gets.
You know what's going to replace it?
River?
Creek.
Creek. Oh, yes. Creek. Oh, no. My, have you met my child, Creek?
If we didn't...
Or is it Crick?
It depends which way the river bends.
I guess.
This is his brother, Puddle.
Oh, no. Come on. River is so much better. And it's unisex. River, you can put it on anyone. River is good.
I like River. But Creek, I almost want to have a kid just to name them Creek.
No, no. You guys, what is wrong with you two?
This is why I'm not a parent.
Apparently,
I shouldn't name things.
I completely disagree with you. I think you should be naming everything from now on.
Have you met my children, Creek and Shabaleth?
Yes.
Man.
Let's go swimming. Let's go. It's our favorite activity.
Yeah.
We do it all the time. Last night I couldn't sleep. I had on, just as background noise, Mystery Science Theater's Boggy Creek, Legend of Boggy Creek 2.
And the legend continues. Yes. I love that episode. Oh, it's awesome.
So it's so good. It is one of the best of theirs ever. It's so good.
No, guys, in my defense, I am an Aquarius.
Oh, that guy. Yeah.
Okay.
No. As a Pisces, I green light that. I think that she's right. I think so.
Roll eyes.
I have an affinity to water.
Oh, for crying out loud.
We'll take a time out. We'll be right back with some more fun in the 9 o'clock hour on the morning show here at WFHR.
WFHR, Wisconsin.